Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it. How's it going, everybody? Ben here.
Hello, Alex here. Hello, everyone. Hello, Ben.
And we are going to talk about Overwatch 2 today. Before we get into it, we will just talk about a few businessy things. Alex, what are you doing? You got the controller.
You might have heard that beep sound. I was turning on the console just because we're going to talk about Overwatch. I want to pull up the menus and stuff in case we forget something. That's all.
What a nice host.
You've done many times.
Yeah. That's why we were laughing. I don't know if the beep's going to be in there. I guess we'll find out. But yeah, it's fall and we're chilling. And If you live in the States like we do, please get out and vote. Do your part. Yes. Tuesday, November 8th is the electoral election day. But there is early voting going on now. So wherever you live, check it out. Talk to your friends, family. Figure it out, people. The leaves are falling. You got a lot of leaves around your apartment there.
I was going to say beautiful, beautiful. That time of year. Love it. Love it. Yeah. They make sense. You got married in the fall. I got married in the fall. So there you go.
It is a good time to get married. It's not hot. If you get lucky, the weather's really nice. You don't have rain.
Yep.
You don't have snow. We live down here in the south. We don't have snow. That's my dog walking around. My dog loves it. She gets to chase squirrels. She gets to go outside. Oh, yeah. It's not cold because she has no hair. She's short hair, so she hates it when it's cold. She's like shivering to death. But I'm just waiting for the last leaf to fall, and then I'm going to go out and bag them all up in the yard again. That's the only part I don't like.
With the house. Yeah, you see, I'm not there yet. I'll
everywhere.
Get there soon. I'll get there soon.
Not they're long. Everywhere, and I got to climb on the roof. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Oof. It's pretty crazy, but... Well, before we start talking about Overwatch, I will just mention a couple things. Right at the top, I will say that we are thinking about possibly winding down the show for the end of the year. We might not be posting every week right until December 31st.
Right.
We are probably going to have a couple more shows after this. We're thinking maybe a couple more games that we're playing that we want to talk about, but we might just wind down after that. We're going to take a month or so, and we're thinking about possibly starting a new show, but we're going to brainstorm and we'll come back around on that. You'll see stuff posted on our social media on Facebook. And so if you want to go to our Facebook page, if you haven't gone there yet, please subscribe. You can go search in the Facebook search box at THT Pod, and that will find our page. You can follow the page and you'll get stuff into your news feed. Like a couple weeks ago, Alex got COVID, sadly. You're doing better now. You seem pretty good. So
thank you. Yeah, much
that's
better.
Good. So I posted that up there just to let people know like we weren't going to record that week because he couldn't talk, basically. that's where you can find messages like that and messages about our show when we're coming back and all that sort of thing. You can also find me on Twitter at TGPodBen, I think it still is. I don't use it a whole lot, but we still have that. You can also email the show, askthatgamingpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
And ask us any questions. Ask us any... send us any game suggestions, suggest some ideas for the new show, or if you want to help us out, we'd like some help with the sound or with editing or, you know, music. You want to make a theme song for the show. That would be awesome. Let us know. You don't have to do it for free either. We definitely are interested in collaborating with people. And if the deal is good for us and you, we'll take it. So, we are available for that. So I think that's everything. Anything else, Alex, you want to mention?
Perfect. You got it. Perfect.
Okay. Well, so we're going to talk about Overwatch 2. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, Overwatch 2. I think we should mention that you and I played the first game like when it first came out back on PS4, remember?
We did.
That's how we got into it. We started playing that. And you and I are not very, you know, Call of Duty player versus player kind of first shooter people, but we like this game, this game because of the roles, right? That's what you got into. You play support a lot or tank or damage nowadays, but you start off as a support a lot. And then we went from there. But I feel like, with Overwatch 2, we can dive into the differences, of course, and then we'll go from there. But
yeah, the first game, it was one of the only games I bought for a little while. I think it, when it came out, 2016?
So 16, 17, yeah.
Yeah, so like it was a couple of years into the system's life, but that was kind of one of the first ones where it was like, oh, okay, this is a multiplayer. We can play this online. We can play it, you know, pretty easily online, and the PlayStation Network is pretty well established at that point, and yeah, and I played as Mercy all the time because
Mercy.
I'm not a Twitch person. I'm not the platform Twitch, like Twitch controls person. I'm not very good at like quick aiming and, you know, keeping your reticle on a person. Like I watch some of these people play online and it's just like they're on them like glue. Like they're just the reticle's like stuck on them, and they can follow them and trace them and stuff.
Yep.
I'm not very good at that. I'm pretty slow at that. But I, with practice, like everything in the world, you get better. And as we played this more and more, I got a little better at it. So, yeah, I've been playing damage and tank on this one. Yes. I'm kind of challenging myself to, like, step out of your comfort zone a little bit, do something a little difficult. And we've been getting some victories, so that's pretty fun. And
it's a sign. It's a sign that you're doing something right.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing we can like dive in the differences we've seen, and you know, feel free to correct us because we stopped playing the game like what 2019 I think it was, right before the pandemic we kind of stopped playing it.
I think
But in this one, it seems like now it's the main part of the game is a five player roster, 5v5 versus basically, and you actually queue up for a role, right? If you want to be tank, you go tank. If you want to go damage. If you want to be healer, go healer. Basically, you choose one of them, or if you want to queue for all of them, you queue for all of them. But I like that because in the original game, there were always a problem where nobody wanted to be healer, or nobody wanted to be damage, nobody wanted to be tank. It was always like people would switch around, or people would play healer, get pissed off that they were losing, and switch to damage thing they could help, but they made things worse. Versus now, you're stuck with the healer. So if you go as a healer queue and you won't change, you can change heroes in the healer side of things. And that's it. You can go damage tank across your roles, basically, if you would, in the game you're playing.
Yeah, and I think there's two things I would say that's nice with that. Is one is there's plenty of characters to play as right out of the gate in each of those roles.
Yeah.
So I 35? Never feel limited of like, oh man, there's not enough people to play or not enough variety. I'm pretty bored, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, you know, you can play a Baptiste character, which is kind of more a hybrid. Hold on, Maggie. Jeez.
Can you and that's down? Our dog. That's Maggie. That's Ben's dog show. I said that's our dog show host.
So as like a Baptiste where you can play as a hybrid, you can kind of do some damage and heal. Or you can play a Mercy where it's all heal, you know, like her little pistol is not going to make a dent in anybody.
Right.
And then, you know, there's several others that you can play as. But
yeah.
And then the other thing I was going to mention is like, yeah, it makes it so there's a balanced team. So you never feel like, well, right out of the gate, we have an unbalanced team.
Right.
And so this is not even going to be a victory. And it just kind of discourages you from actually competing. So I like that. It keeps the competitive thing up, but not too challenging to where you're like, I'm done, I quit.
I'm done with this. Right. And they still have the traditional, like, if you're the person that you like to change to whatever you want to, you can still do that in the arcade version of it. They have that mode there if you want to. And there's a bunch of other arcade modes we might go into. But if you want to change to, like, whatever you want to, there's a mode for that in the arcade. But the main unranked version of the game now, it's what we just talked about, where you pick your role and you dive in and you go from there. Which, like you, Ben, I agree 100%. I think it's nice. It makes you more into the game. We're like, okay, we have a good balance. Maybe I got to change healer. Maybe we got to do this a little differently. Everybody's in the game together, basically. So it's fun. It's fun. I like it. Speaking of arcade, we'll go right to that very quickly here. Well, actually, no, let me pause for a second. A few more new things we need to talk about. Challenges. Challenges is a new thing, at least for us. When we were playing Overwatch 1, there were no challenges. There was honestly just play the game, level up your profile, and every time you level up, you get a loot box. Loot box gives you cosmetic items such as voiceovers or skins or sprays or dance moves or whatever. But now there's challenges that's completely different where you go play games such as, you know, it will tell you like, hey, go play an arcade game and win. Okay, go play an arcade game and win. Or queue up as all roles for three games. Okay, go queue up all three games. And basically these challenges give you these points, if you would. These points go into something called a battle pass. Battle pass, as far as I understood it here, is there's, it's kind of like almost every other game out there versus like multiverses and what's the other one? All-Stars, where it's like there's
Destruction
a premium version.
All-Stars.
Yeah, there's like a premium version, there's a regular version. You don't have to buy a battle pass to get the rewards, but if you bought the battle pass, you get more rewards, like more exclusive rewards to you. But basically these points that you get from those challenges contribute to like your leveling system for the battle pass. Some challenges, like the weekly ones especially I'm looking at here and the monthly ones, give you these coins, and these coins you use to buy like skins or cosmetic stuff, basically. So loot boxes unfortunately went away, which I kind of did not like. I kind of like the whole loot box thing, even though sometimes you got... Well, because you'd play, you get loot boxes, and you'd win. Now you got to spend kind of some money to do it, especially like for the Halloween one, the Halloween event that's happening right now.
Yeah.
All the challenges for Halloween just gives you voiceovers, some weapon souvenirs, which is stuff you can hang from your weapons. I think that's about it. There's no skins. If you want a Halloween skin, you have to buy it. You have to buy the package. So
A couple things there. So like the fact that it's automatic, like you just come out of a match and it just starts leveling up your tier, and then you might get to a next tier and you can unlock a thing. I like that it's just in the background. Like I don't have to go in and, you know, go to the thing and pick stuff to buy, you know, because like Fall Guys, you have to go there and like if you have enough purple points, you can go buy something. So you have to go in the shop and browse around to be like, what am I going to get? In Overwatch, you don't have to do that. You can just let it go on autopilot and, oh, I unlock something after playing a few rounds that night, you know, which is nice. And then the other thing, like you're saying, I like the fact that there are two tiers and there's a purchase tier to the battle pass and there's a free tier. Yep. It's nice. The nicest part about that is they show you everything that you would unlock.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you like you would have unlocked this. You're at the level where you would have unlocked this if you pay for the thing. So you can go through there all 100 levels and look at it and go, I did that. And I was like, there's nothing really in here that I have to have. So I'm not going to buy the battle pass. It's not for me. But maybe somebody else out there is like, oh, there's a skin for my favorite character at level 50. I gotta buy this because I want that skin. Then you know what you're going to get. It's not like the loot boxes where you pay $10 and you don't know what you're going to get. You might get a skin for a character you don't even like. You know,
that's a good point, actually. That's a good point.
This way, you get what you pay for. Now, yes, I agree with you. The downside of having most of the skins on just the store part of it, and you're not really getting a lot of skins through leveling up. I agree with that. And then the skins are like $40 for a bundle or, you know, at minimum, like maybe $8 for just one.
Yeah.
But still, like, that's a lot of dollars,
it adds up.
I think.
It adds up.
But the game is free, so there's all those things to consider. I was going to bring up.
Right. Overwatch used to be, what, $60 when it first came out? So there was that you pay for. Now it's free, so they got to make their money somehow. So I was hoping for the events like Halloween and Christmas coming around, they would have the loot box system just for those events. Because that would be cool, where you get those Halloween themed loot boxes and you get Halloween themed costumes or something, which were only once a year. Those were good to play a lot and, you know, try and get. Versus now it's like, okay, I guess I got to spend, like you said, $40, $30 or something just to get it. Okay, and we are back. We had a bit of a technical difficulty in the age of technology, so we're back now. we were going to dive next into... I want to do arcade. One very quick thing about the Battle Pass also for players out there is there are 8 tiers. Well, there's 80 tiers, 80 levels in the Battle Pass. After you get to level 80, you unlock the Prestige rewards after that. Now, the Prestige rewards, they're nothing fancy. They're basically just titles. So basically, next to your name card now, or in the game when you're playing against people in the roster, your name shows up as, you know, whatever your name is, and it says like Street Runner or Nomad or some random titles they give you if you unlock in the reward system, basically. For those who are wondering what happens after the Battle Pass. And the Battle Pass for this first one so far looks like it lasts about 60 days, it says. We're down to 34 days right now, it says, is left of it. So basically, when those are up, next Battle Pass will come up. And like Ben said, maybe the next one you prefer skin that you like or reward. So there's that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that idea of being able to identify players that have played a lot of hours. So if you're going online and now you've got somebody on your team and you're like, oh, they've got a little
title, right?
Yeah, a little title. Then you know, like, oh, we might actually win this one.
You know their expertise a little bit. They know the system by now. Exactly. That's a good point. Arcade. So arcade is definitely something new. I know Overwatch 1 kind of introduced it also towards the time when you and I were stopped playing. But it looks like with the Overwatch 2, there's like way more options, at least as far as I can tell. Right now, because they're still going through the Halloween event, you have your, you know, your Junkenstein's Revenge, Wrath of the Bride, which is a co-op mission, by the way. It means you play with players against PC. There's no PvP there. That's like the new story for Overwatch 2 for the Halloween event. Because the original one was from Overwatch 1, which you can still play if you go under the Junkenstein modes. There's a bunch of different placed, you know, there's like a Junkenstein Revenge co-op. There's an endless wave that you survive. You have to go up to wave 10, I think it is, something like that.
We need to do that.
Yes, we're going to play that. That'll be fun. Yeah. There's a bunch of like other ones you can do. There's like a team deathmatch you can do 4v4. There's a dual 1-to-1 you can do. There's a 5v5 elimination. I think that's the one where if you kill, you sit out till next round starts, basically. Like one kill, you're out, does not respawn, basically. You have your push maps 5v5 if all you want to do is that, basically. But you get a drift. Arcade is basically where there's other game modes you can play, and these also rotate daily, by the way. Every day they change, not always the same, with the exception of the event stuff, like the Halloween or Christmas or whatever event they're going to do next. But it changes daily. So if you're like, I don't want to play the regular game, I want to play something different, fancy, or, you know, with perks, you go to Arcade. So I thought that was pretty cool that they have more options there.
Yeah, I like that there's co-op options too. If you're not wanting to play against people all the time, and you know, basically deathmatch, basically, with deathmatch with objectives is kind of what a lot of the other game types are. But yeah, I like the idea of like just switching it up and getting a little variety in there, and maybe just going in and killing bots instead of other people online.
It's a good difference.
Reminds me of Star Wars Battlefront, where we would do those long survival round modes in there. So that's why I was like, "Ooh, we need to play that," because that was a lot of fun in Battlefront. So,
and I'm hoping they also do like a permanent co-op thing, because right now that's only for Halloween. Then they're going to remove it; it goes back to arcade regular style. So I thought, didn't you and I both agree when Overwatch 2 was being developed or released that it was supposed to be more co-op based this time? Yeah. But so far, I know the game just came out like a month ago or something, so they're still, I'm sure, trying to get things down to wraps. But so far, it looks exactly the same as far as PvP, with some exceptions, of course. But not much co-op, except for this first Halloween one that we're
Entering. It seems like they're slowly working in these different ideas.
Yeah.
Because they did announce that. They did announce it was 5v5, which was new. And they did announce that it was going to have a lot more co-op elements. And so, because we were really excited about that. I remember being like, oh, great, we can play, you know, as a squad and go in and do some of those things. Because we're not competitive, because we're not Call of Duty bros. That's not our thing, you know. And
right.
So it was more exciting to hear that. So I hope they keep adding it. I think we need to get in there and do some of it and see what we think about it. And maybe as they add more down the line, who knows, maybe we'll be talking about it again. But yeah.
Time will tell at that point. Yeah. Time will tell. Mm-hmm. Some of the characters have new abilities, or they tweaked it. I know another one we keep talking about is like Bastion, right? In Overwatch 1, he was completely different. Like, his ultimate was he would turn to a tank, go around and start shooting people. Here, it's one of his R1 or L1 abilities where he can just turn into a tank and go shoot people. His ultimate is like an artillery strike from a distance he can do.
Yeah.
So I'm noticing some characters, they tweak them a little bit. They change the abilities a little bit for some of them.
I played as Bastion a little bit in this version.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And he's really fun to play like that, be able to switch like that. He really gave us some firepower when we were in a mission or in a battle where we were trying to, I think, defend the car and then like get the car to push and keep going further on the map. And we were at a point where we were kind of stuck, I think, and it was kind of like a hallway almost where all the enemies were, all of the opponents were on the other side, and we were just like, we got to push through. Yep. And so basically everybody was in my line of sight, and I just sat as the tank in the middle of the doorway and pounded on them. And it helped. It helped with our push, and we got a little further. I don't remember what happened after that. But but it was cool to be able to switch into that mode, because whenever I played as Bastion in the old game, I remember thinking like, oh, I have to wait to get the ultimate just to play that, like the turret, because it's so fun. The little tank is just fun.
Yeah.
I did notice that we talked about that too, where like, they took him away and then they bring him back. So I think they were kind of tweaking it because they did make those changes and they wanted to balance the game. Which, that's the other thing about Overwatch. It's so nice that that Blizzard really focused on balancing it. You know, they have all that pedigree with World of Warcraft. They know how to make these games just right to where, you know, the stew is just right. It has the right amount of carrots, the right amount of celery, the right amount of whatever. You know,
it's the perfect seasoning. I like that.
Yes.
They do a good job, and they did the same thing with they pulled May out of the equation now. May was that little chick with the freezing gun.
Yes,
They took her out because they said that apparently players were using her ice wall to get to locations in the map where she couldn't be reached, and she could target people from a distance. So kind of, you know, taking advantage of the map a little bit, but kind of annoying. So they pulled her to try and fix that, so people don't take advantage of that situation.
Yeah, also, she's kind of one of them, like, what's the Norwegian guy with the lava? She's kind of like that kind of character.
Oh, the dwarf guy, Tjordborn.
Tjordborn, where they're not like your main attack, but they're kind of your little like supporting attack players. Yeah,
right.
She's not intended to be a sniper, like getting up in the corner and like sniping people, like up where nobody can reach her. Like that's not how she should be played. So why they did that. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's all good changes. Tjordborn, by the way, he used to drop armor pieces. I don't know if you remember in the old game. He used to drop armor.
Yeah, that's right.
And you would pick up. Now he's actually pretty powerful. Like you actually could play him as a aggressive attacker if you want to, because he can like deploy a turret. He turns himself into this magma looking thing. That gives him more armor as well if he's like in a tight spot. So they really buffed him up. But he used to be like you said, a defensive character only, where he stayed in the corner, built a turret, threw armor for people, and that's about it. But now he has a like more aggressive approach. So yeah. The game definitely changed. I mean, I'm trying to see what they're going to do next. Obviously, they have competitive mode you can get into as well, which you and I don't do that much of stuff. But they don't have leveling system. Remember, it used to be your profile had a leveling system, and you had like this icon next to it and stuff.
Right.
There's no profile leveling anymore. Now, if you play Overwatch 1, you have like a level, you were there. It's still there in your career profile. If you were successful in merging your accounts when you logged in the first time in Overwatch 2, you go to career, you will see your progress, your hour spent, your little leveling thing. Mm-hmm. But it's now, quote, a legendary thing, which means it's longer part of the game. So you have it, people can say, oh, this guy's played for a while, but there's no more leveling out the system, you know, anything like that.
And I like that I have Overwatch 1 skins and Overwatch 2 skins for everybody. That's kind of fun.
That's a nice adjustment too. So
you can do that, and you can kind of show your history with the game too. There's something else I was gonna I was gonna ask you a question, unless you had more to add there.
Fire away. Yeah,
I was gonna ask, like, so this game's free, and it's a numbered sequel. It's Overwatch 2.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like if this game was $70, would you feel like it's enough of a change to be an Overwatch 2? I know my answer, but I'm curious what you think.
Cosmetic-wise, I don't... it's hard. It's a hard question because like we all play differently. Like I've put a lot of hours already into Overwatch 2. So the way I see it is like if I'm paying $70, am I going to put my hours in? Me personally, yes, but that's because I play a lot. I play a lot of it. But if I was just like if we're talking about the co-op and I wanted to get just for the co-op and I found there's no co-op, I'd say no. Maybe worth $50 or $40, maybe, but not $70.
Yeah,
like that. What's your take on it?
I'm kind of leaning towards the opposite of what you're saying. I'm kind of leaning towards, no, I kind of like that it's free. I like the fact that I can go in there. I can play around as much as I want with it. And it's almost like a beta to where they're still kind of adding these co-op elements, adding these other things in slowly and building it to where it's going to be. I don't think it's enough of a change yet to be Overwatch 2.
I agree. Yeah, that's a good point.
It still feels like the old game with just some tweaks. So it's like Overwatch 1.5 almost. I don't know what the 2 is yet.
1.5.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like, no, I don't think I would have spent the $70. Now, you can ask the other question. Would I have paid it to get in just to play and be able to play with friends? Yeah, probably. Because I love Overwatch in general.
Yeah.
Historically, I love playing Overwatch. I love playing it with my friends and with you. And you are my friend. I don't mean it like that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the reassurance there. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I didn't mean it like that. But I would be like it. You know, it's like with the new Batman movie. I was like, well, I like The Dark Knight. Am I going to like the new Batman? Well, yeah, I'm going to go to it. I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to go see it because I like Batman. You know, it's like that here. I like Overwatch. Yeah, I would pay for it if it wasn't that big of a change. But just for people out there listening, maybe who are questioning like, oh, well, do I get it? I don't know. You know, I would say if you're like me where you're saying I need a big change to pick up this game and pay for it.
Right.
Or even pick it up for free even. I would say hold off until they add some more stuff. But like you're saying, if you're playing it quite a bit all the time,
right,
it's free. Get in there. Try it out. See what you think.
Especially if you're playing. Yeah, good. That's a good point, actually. Because if you were also playing Overwatch 1 and this game came out at $70, Overwatch servers are closed. Unless you go into Overwatch 2, then you're going to have to buy $70, eat it up, and just play and continue your gameplay. Mm-hmm. But you're right. If you're curious about it, I agree with you, actually. It's not worth the $70. Absolutely not. But like you said, if I want to play with my friends, I'm going to spend the $70 to play with my friends. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's worth $70. No.
And in the end, it doesn't matter because it's free.
I was going to say, in the end, it's free anyways. Exactly. At the end of the day, it's free anyways. Just don't buy those costumes.
exactly. Those costumes. But it's just an interesting, I guess, philosophical question.
I like it.
Kind of. But I think that'll do it for us there. Alex, you got any more you want to talk about?
That's all I got today.
Cool. Same for me. We really like this game. I think try it out. Send us your gamer tag. Send us an email. Go on Facebook. Send us your gamer tag. We'll play with you. We're open. But until then, we will be back next week. I think Anna and I might talk about Mario Rabbids Spark is a Hope. Alex, you're welcome to join if you want to jump in there. But
I'll let you know.
Yeah. We will be back next week. See you guys later.
Bye-bye.